Welcome to the Emotional Journey Podcast. I'm your host, Tyra. Join me in exploring life's unspoken battles where faith and feelings intertwine. Whether it's navigating identity, boosting emotional intelligence, or deepening your faith, you are not alone. Let's journey together towards growth and a stronger connection to self. So get comfortable, grab your notebook, and let's begin. Welcome back to another episode. How are you doing this week? I want to start out with giving a shout out to all of the listeners. So I haven't checked this, or I had not checked it until this episode. So shout out to all the listeners in New Jersey, in Texas, in Illinois, of course, South Carolina, Alaska. I saw some listeners over in France. Shout out to our listeners in Spain, Germany, and South America. I'm not sure what spot exactly in South America you were listening from, but welcome. I hope y'all are getting something. I hope this podcast has been a blessing to you. Make sure you share it with one person that you know and give us a review. Thank you for trusting me on your emotional journey. And let's get into this episode. Can you believe this is episode 5? We are like halfway through this season of the podcast, which is amazing. Let's get into the topic. Our topic for this week is actually going to be fear. Now, I do want to put a disclaimer out there. There will be moments in your life where you experience real fear and danger. One of the reasons why we have emotions is so that our survival instinct kicks in. And so if all signs are ever pointing to you not being safe physically, mentally, or emotionally, and I'm not talking about those things when I'm speaking about fear in this episode. If you're not feeling safe, please seek professional help or call the crisis hotline. In the United States, it's 988. But I want to be very clear that that is not what we are discussing for this episode. And so I'm actually talking about perceived fear for this episode. So where there's no evidence that there's any danger, but yet fear is still crippling you and it's hindering you from moving, from communicating, or even being obedient to God's plan. So that is the type of fear that I'm talking about for this episode. Okay. And so I want to talk first about how fear manifests. So what does that sometimes look like? So sometimes you just flat out feel scared of doing something. But also fear can show up in the form of confusion, rejection, feeling discouraged. You might feel helpless, weak, insecure, anxious, maybe embarrassed, maybe feeling a little inadequate. There's also feeling overwhelmed or insignificant. When you look at the root of these things, it normally is some sort of fear. And so that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. And I want to start off with a story time, of course. And so this one goes back to being a plant mom. Of course, I love my plants. And if you have been listening from the beginning, you know that I went on this whole journey and I talked about this of starting a garden that not working out and now being just a plant mom to indoor plants. And so one of the plants that I have is a fiddleleaf fig tree. And these trees are, I want to say, very fickle, very, very just sensitive. And so when I first became a mom to the fiddle leaf, I was feeling super inadequate. The first time my plant actually dropped all of its leaves and I threw it away because I was afraid like I failed. You know, I'm not good at this. I don't know what's happening. Little did I know that that was actually a part of just how the plant, how their lifespan, I guess, is a good way to put it. I don't know the technical term. You see, I'm still new. So the second time my plant dropped its leaves, I was sad. You know, I felt like I had done something wrong. And normally this happens when I repot the plant or, normally that's what's happening. I'm moving into a bigger pot, but this time I waited. And it's so crazy because all the leaves grew back and it was just so beautiful. And then this is where my confidence built. I was like, okay, I know what I'm doing. I should have waited last time. I ended up joining like a plant mom group. And they did tell me, they're like, just wait, they'll grow back. I was so discouraged because I'm like, no, how are the leaves just going to fall off and grow back? See, I was not trusting. But this time I was able to trust myself a little more as a plant mom. So I'm like, okay, I trusted, I waited. Though I was afraid, I didn't react automatically and just throw it in the garbage. I waited. And so then this also happened a third time because now I actually have two fiddle leaves. And so the third time it happened, the leaves dropped off. I waited again. And because it had already happened two times, I was comfortable. I was like, okay, I wasn't afraid this time. I know that this is what this plant does. I was confident that all I did was repot it, fertilize it, because the roots had just grown so much to the point where it needed a new pot. But I was confident that it would be okay this time. And I was confident that I wasn't a bad plant mom. And that this is just what happens. This is the natural thing that happens to this plant. And I say all this to say, sometimes we feel like we can't handle certain emotions because last time it was too much. Similar to like the first time when all the leaves fell off, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't do this anymore. I just need to get rid of all these plants. You know, really responding from all these emotions and it just being too much. And this is a very simple explanation of fear, but I hope you can catch where I'm going with it. But what would have happened if I started this new hobby and I got so discouraged because I just wasn't good at it. I was afraid that I wouldn't be good at it. And I just gave up. What would happen then? And sometimes we don't think we can handle certain emotions, so we just give up. We think because it was too much last time, we just completely give up and throw in the towel.
The problem that a lot of us have is that sometimes we think we can't handle certain emotions because last time it was too much. We felt it and it was these strong feelings and we just felt like we couldn't handle them. And then the consequences of that end up being we avoid all situations that we think might cause those emotions again. Does that sound familiar to you? When you think about what types of things you're avoiding, what type of relationships or conflict or conversations or environments you might be avoiding, it's like, oh no, I can't handle those emotions again. Now, if this is you and this is where you are, this is where you can start to rewire some of that automatic response that you have to your emotions. This is a good starting point for you.
And I want to start out with point number one. The more you practice processing your emotions, the more you grow to trust yourself to handle them. Because the truth about emotions is that this is a natural human experience. And you will feel those emotions again. And you don't want to spend your life avoiding relationships, avoiding certain hobbies, avoiding learning new skills, avoiding school, avoiding things because you know they'll bring up certain emotions and you just don't have time for them or you don't want to feel them or they're too hard for you. I didn't feel sad the third time around because I knew that I'd been there before. I had already seen that the leaves would grow back, but I had to go through the fear of feeling inadequate to be a plant mom to get to this point. But what happens when I respond the first time around? I did respond. the second time around, I waited. But if I would have let that feeling of inadequacy the first time allow me to stop, then I would have never grown to learn how to be a better plant mom, how to persevere and grow to have a new hobby. Like, I didn't just have a green thumb. It's not something that I just had. I had to learn. I had to expose myself to a different environment so that I could grow in a different way, because this is something that was really important to me. Sometimes we allow our emotions to keep us from growing. We allow our emotions to keep us stagnant. We allow our emotions to keep us from things that we love and enjoy, or even from being obedient. Point number two, examine what history has taught you. In all honesty, my faith started out like this too. But God's faithfulness shows me that I can be confident in our relationship. Though at first, I might have felt sad. I might have felt afraid, confused, untrusting, questioning. But I've grown. I didn't allow the emotions to dictate my decision. I just allowed them to be what they are. I didn't have to respond to my emotion, even though in some moments I might have, but also God checked me on that. But I've grown, and now I know without a doubt that God will show up, because each time He has shown up, each time something beautiful happens in our relationship, something happens to where I'm like, oh my God, like, God, like, You are just so amazing. But sometimes I have to wait. And sometimes there are emotions that come in that waiting season. But waiting on His timing is not always easy. But our history, the history that I have in that relationship, the history that I had with the plant that dropped the leaves and then grew back, so that third time I was confident, the history has taught me so much. The history, when you can reflect on what has happened, you're able to see where there's room for growth. You're able to see, like, in my relationship with God, I'm able to see His character, His love. I'm able to see His grace. I'm able to see His guidance. I'm able to see what happens when I'm obedient. So now I don't have to question it. History has taught me that I can trust Him. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to live in this gray area. I could be very vulnerable and open with Him, because I see all the ways that God has already helped me. So examine what history has taught you when it comes to your emotions. What has history taught you about feeling afraid? What has history taught you about feeling confused, about rejection, about feeling discouraged, about feeling helpless, insecure, anxious, embarrassed, overwhelmed, insignificant? What has history taught you about those things? And how does that history now influence your behavior moving forward? And that brings me to point number three. We must be aware of the moments when our fear is in the driver's seat, when our inadequacy is in the driver's seat. We must be aware of when feeling overwhelmed and anxious is in the driver's seat. If we are not aware of what's going on, if we can't be present, how do we know what's driving and what's motivating us? God has already promised to strengthen us and to harden us to difficulties, to hold us up and to retain us with His victorious hand. So this is Isaiah 41:10. And yes, He also commands us not to be afraid. But remember, He's not commanding us never to feel fear, but instead to not let it control us. How many times do we find our emotions controlling us? When I threw the plant away the first time, that was all emotion. So what if I would have taken a step back and practiced what we talked about a few months ago? Like, okay, this happened. I feel afraid, and it's okay that that's my experience right now, but I don't have to respond. I actually don't have to throw the plan away. I can just wait and see what happens. But there's a level of maturity that I have to make that decision. Instead of judging myself, I went from feeling the fear
of being inadequate to problem solving. I'm like, oh, I suck at this. I'm going to just throw it in the garbage instead of taking a step back. Because when we respond from our emotions, we make very irrational decisions. We say very hurtful things at times. So what happens when we take a step back? We acknowledge what we feel. We acknowledge the experience that we're having, but we don't allow it to control our every decision. This is not easy. I don't think God calls us to do anything that's easy. If having faith was easy, more people would have faith. If trusting God was easy, more people would trust God, right? Everything in life isn't going to be easy. Is it going to be comfortable? But that doesn't mean that it's not good for us. I want to go ahead and recap the points.
Point number one. The more you practice processing your emotions, the more you grow to trust yourself to handle them.
Point number two, examine what history has taught you. And point number three, we must be aware of moments when our fear is in the driver's seat. Our question of the week, when is the last time fear held you back? Think about it, reflect on it, and remember, sometimes we might think we can't handle certain emotions because last time it just felt like it was too much. But what happens when we try again? What happens as we process our emotions? We process fear or sadness. We process it a second time, a third time, a fifth time, a tenth time. Your body is created to help you. And so as you process through what you're feeling, it might get worse before it gets better, but understand that it will get better. Hold on to your hope. And as you're going through your process, understand that be careful not to respond from your emotions. Be aware of when you are responding from your emotions. A lot of us don't know when we're doing that. And so what happens when we don't give up on ourselves? What happens when we don't give up on our emotions? What happens when we don't give up on our relationship with God? What happens when we look at our emotions like temporary signals versus permanent ones? That's it for this episode, and I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.